From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and a certain governor's horoscope.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
That's Allison Stewart.
Lest we forget, it is Wednesday, March 12th, 2008. And here we go, people. Gemini, March 12th, 2008. This is the horoscope for the governor of New York. You may have heard of him, Eliot Spitzer, a little embattled recently. So this is what he's supposed to do today. This is what he's supposed to meditate on. You may be hungry for success, but don't throw caution to the wind and take foolish risks.
Too late.
The entry of Venus, planet of harmony, into the career area of your chart today means you will gain more in the long term by keeping a sense of balance.
Mm.
Om Shani Nani. And keeping on the right side of people in positions of power.
I don't think Eliot Spitzer's doing yoga or that kind of yoga.
No, probably
anyway.
Not.
This story will not go. It was all anyone was talking about yesterday. It's still on the front pages of all the major newspapers. Is there any element of this story, Rachel, which you sort of beat it in on? Everybody's got their different thing.
Yeah.
The wife, the corruption, the...
For me, it was... I've seen a couple of articles on the fact that he was such a strong advocate to end sex trafficking. And in fact, there's a piece in the New York Times today that drills down a little bit on this 2004 case where he was prosecuting an international sex tourism business, and he sat for hours and listened to the testimony of women who were trapped in this life mm-hmm. as prostitutes. And he really embraced their push for this new legislation at the time to go after men who seek out prostitutes. I mean, the irony is just uncanny.
I became fascinated with his schedule. The New York Times yesterday had his official schedule of what he was doing those 4 days, and then the same timeline of when he was making phone calls mm-hmm. and transferring money. So literally, it would say February 11th, interview on public radio, 11:13, 11:43, wires $500 to account.
Wow.
Who says he can't multitask? Anyway, coming up on the show, what else is happening on?
We are going to talk about a serious story happening in Israel. Israel is clamping down on its border with Egypt. This doesn't have to do with the Palestinian situation, the ongoing crisis in the Middle East. This is about cracking down on refugees from African countries, specifically Sudan refugees coming into Israel seeking safe haven. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says nearly 7,000 African refugees have crossed through Egypt into Israel in the last year. We're going to have the story with reporter Shira Frankel.
And another log on the political fire. Barack Obama wins Mississippi, but some racially charged comments from a Clinton supporter bring race back into the race. We'll talk about the campaign trail and what happened yesterday with Politico.com's John Harris.
And a guy who paints internet phenomena, Tom Cruise, spouting off about Scientology. Yep, he's painted that. He'll also talk with us about why he does it. We'll get to the news headlines and the ramble, of course, coming up in this hour. But first...
Obama wins Mississippi, but the media's focus isn't on that race, but on race itself. Barack Obama won yesterday's Democratic primary by a wide margin, and that included 90% of the black vote. This is racially charged comments were made by a Clinton advisor, Geraldine Ferraro.
Ferraro, who became the first woman ever to appear on a major party presidential ticket back in 1984, told the Daily Breeze of Torrance, California, quote, "If Obama was a white man, he would not be in this position. And if he was a woman of any color, he would not be in this position. He happens to be very lucky to be who he is, and the country is caught up in the concept," end quote.
She actually made those comments last week, but the Obama campaign did not respond until yesterday when they demanded an apology from Senator Hillary Clinton.
So what does Clinton think of Ferraro's comments?
I do not agree with that.
That was Clinton yesterday in Pennsylvania. She did elaborate.
It's regrettable that, you know, any of our supporters on both sides, because we both had this experience, you know, say things that, you know, kind of veer off into the personal.
But no such backtracking from Ferraro. Last night, she responded to the Obama camp when she told the New York Times, quote, "Every time that campaign is upset about something, they call it racist. I will not be discriminated against because I'm white. If they think they're going to shut up Geraldine Ferraro with that kind of stuff, They don't know me, end quote.
The issues of gender and race have been around the edges of this contest, frankly. Last week, I blogged about a Maureen Dowd column in the New York Times, which touched on the same issues as Ferraro's comments. Dowd said that while Clinton is running in part on the basis of her gender, Obama is attempting to transcend his race. And she wrote, quote, "People will have to choose which of America's sins are greater and which stain will have to be removed first. Is misogyny worse than racism, or is racism worse than misogyny?"
We posted that column on our blog, and here's some of what you wrote. April said, quote, "Is it exciting to see an African-American candidate and a woman candidate get so close to the White House? Yes. But I don't vote by using my ovaries or my skin. I vote by using my brain, and I wish the media would stop insulting my intelligence."
Maddie wrote, quote, "People could choose which candidate they think would be better chief executive of our government, but that's not nearly as fun as arguing about who's more oppressed."
And Michael said, "Picking between Obama and Clinton on the basis of which wrong needs to be righted first is, I am very happy to observe, not how most people are voting."
The next test for the candidates and the voters, Pennsylvania on April 22nd. We'll have John Harris from Politico.com on later this hour for analysis, but let's get to some more of today's headlines.